presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan. Coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Gang, on VJ Day in 1945, Navy officers met with officials of the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics. And out of that meeting came plans for a plane which may be the first to break the sonic barrier, the Douglas D-558-2 Skyrocket. The Skyrocket will be pretty terrific. It looks a lot like a swordfish, with sharply swept back wings and tail, a pointed needle nose, and a slim, tapered fuselage. It's a new sister ship to the Navy's Douglas D-558 Sky Streak, which now holds the world speed record. The new Skyrocket is an indication of the shape of things to come as we edge closer to the age of rocket flight. It is the first man-carrying plane of its type to use both rocket and jet energy. It's the first sonic research-type plane capable of taking off, flying, and landing under its own power. It's America's latest challenge to the powerful wall keeping us from increased speed, the sonic barrier. Every part of the Skyrocket is designed specifically to beat the sonic wall. Navy officers expect an increase in speed over the earlier straight-wing jet Sky Streak. As I told you, the Douglas Skyrocket uses both jet and rocket power. A turbojet engine permits it to function as a conventional airplane at lower speeds, and a rocket engine at the aft tip of the fuselage gives it the extra thrust needed to ram through the sonic wall. In just a few minutes, gang, I'll be back with more information about the Skyrocket, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. The mystery of the Wailing Witch is rapidly approaching a climax. Hop and Tank have nearly all the facts necessary to point directly to their unknown enemy. They've questioned Simon Gore, the inventor of the ill-fated flying wing, and his two assistants, Carla Davis and Max Kell. And Hop knows what the Wailing Witch is. A trap has been laid. It is up to the killer to rise to the bait. Now we find the boys in a small room in the dispensary of the aircraft plant discussing the situation with Major McCall.
Everything's all set, Major. All we have to do is wait.
Yeah, that ain't going to be easy.
You think the killer will take the bait?
Well, all three suspects came into this room. Gore, Carla, and Max.
Hey, wait a minute. You don't think Pop's got anything to do with this, do you?
Well, I've had to include him, Tank. If I didn't, the others would be suspicious. Besides, he knows quite a bit.
Yeah, he sure gets around for an old geezer.
What were their reactions to the broken tubing?
Varied, but didn't tell me much yet.
Yeah, they told me nothing. For Pete's sake, when are you going to give out and let me in on the deal?
Okay, Tank. Drag over that box.
Well, that sounds more like it.
When do you think we'll see action, Hop?
Anytime, I suppose. Killer must realize we're close and he can't waste a second.
Here it is. Now, let's have the dope.
First, give me a couple of sections of tubing.
Smashed up pretty bad. Let's see what it'll tell you.
It'll tell us enough. Thanks. Now, look at it closely, Tank.
I am.
See anything odd about it?
No.
Well, look at this hole here. And this one. And the one on this tube.
Yeah, I see them. What about them?
Come on, Tank. Get on the ball.
Well, looks like the tubes hit something sharp when they landed. Punched holes clear through.
Oh, no, Tank. If holes had been punched in from the outside, the edges would be turned in. These edges turn out.
Oh, like something exploded inside the tubes, huh?
Getting warm.
Well, how could anything explode in there? Ain't no room. Tubes ain't more than a half inch in diameter.
Tank, what's the temperature of the air at 20,000 feet?
I don't know exactly. Below zero someplace.
What happens to liquid up there?
Hey, what is this, a quiz program? It freezes.
Check. And what happens when liquid freezes?
Look, if you want to play 20 questions...
I'm trying to explain.
Come on, boy.
Oh, when anything freezes, it expands. Everybody knows that.
Right. Now, here's the snapper. Suppose someone poured some liquid into these tubes. They're hollow, remember? Filled them up and then sealed off the end.
Holy cow.
You get it now?
Sure. The stuff freezes at 20,000. And since it's packed in solid, it busts the tubes wide open.
Give the man $64.
And then with a bunch of holes in the tubing, the air passing over the holes would make that awful screamer noise. Oh, no, wait a minute. That ain't right.
Why not?
Well, if the stuff froze and busted open the tubes, it'd freeze right over the holes. Ah, that ain't the answer to the whaling witch at all.
But it is, Tank.
How?
Look at the edges of the holes. They're ragged. They stick up.
Yeah.
Remember flying in an open cockpit job, how the struts and support wires on the wings would hum as the air passed around them?
Hey, that's right.
There it is. Same principle.
You mean all them little torn edges sticking up made the noise, huh?
Yeah.
Simple, isn't it?
Sure took us a long time to figure out.
Yeah, well, how come we didn't spot that in the wreckage of the other test models?
Somebody took care of the holes before we got there.
Carla Davis, she's a spot welder. She could close them up without nobody knowing the difference.
It could be. Tank, you notice anything else about these holes? Run your finger over them.
It's sticky.
So it wasn't water that was poured in.
Then what?
Reach into the box again. You'll find the answer.
This bottle, you mean?
Yeah.
Take it out of the box.
Looks like a soda bottle. Jumpin' Jenny's cream soda.
You're betting 1,000 tonight, Tank.
And that cinches it. Carla Davis is the only one in the plant who guzzles this stuff.
Which would make her pretty stupid to use it, don't you think?
She ain't so smart anyhow. She'd pull a dumb stunt like this.
She seems to be pulling a lot of dumb stunts. Losing her bracelet, for instance, and being in Roy Saunders' office. Being in the tunnel when we were shot at.
So, how much more do you want?
I think we have a little too much.
Exactly.
You mean somebody's trying to frame her?
Well, don't you think so, too?
Look, all I see is a bunch of clues, and they all say she's it. So why don't you grab her now and save yourself a headache?
Because I want her to come out into the open if she's really the one we're after.
Oh, nuts.
Besides, Tank, Gore could very easily have stolen her bracelet. He could have taken the cream soda, and he was in the tunnel when you were shot at, too. So you see, the case is still pretty wide open.
So why don't we do something? Why aren't we just sitting here?
Major, I think it is time to move.
All right, Hop.
You mean we're going to do something at last?
The ventilator open?
I think so.
Yes, it is. All right, Tank, let's go.
Go where?
We're going to let Hop get some rest. He needs it.
Now?
Right now.
But it ain't safe. We can't leave you alone. Carla might come in while you're sleeping and try to shut you up like she did Roy Saunders.
Carla or someone else. But that's the idea, Tank.
Oh, no. I ain't letting you set yourself up for a target.
Tank, it's the only way.
Nothing doing. I ain't leaving.
If you don't, the whole plan will fold.
But Hop...
Besides, we're not really leaving it alone.
What do you mean we're going out, ain't we?
Only into the next room. The ventilator's open, and the instant we hear anyone or anything suspicious, we'll rush back.
It's only a few steps, Tanks. You'll get here in plenty of time to help me if I need you.
Come on now, it's late. Let's give the killer a chance.
I don't like it. Honest, I don't.
Sorry, fella. We have to do it this way.
Let's go.
Pop, you gotta promise me something.
Oh, sure.
What? If you hear anything, if you feel anything, if something don't even smell right, you'll sing out fast.
Okay, I promise. Now get going, will you?
You won't hold me back, will you, Major?
Of course not. Go ahead.
So long, Hawk. And remember...
Yeah, sure. Now, snap out the light, will you?
I'll do it. See you later, Hop. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Tank?
I'm just trying to think if I forgot anything. You didn't. Move.
Oh.
Be seeing you, Hawk. Right. So long.
Tank, this way.
I sure hate to leave him alone in there.
I know it, Tank, but it has to be done.
Yeah, I suppose so. But every time me and Hop are separated, there's trouble. Why should it be any different tonight?
As Major McCall tugs at his arm, almost pulling him down the hall, Tank looks back at the closed door to Hop's room, a cold sensation of grim foreboding sweeping over him. The trap is set. Hop is the bait. Will the killer strike?
We'll know more in just a moment, gang, so stand by.
Now, gang, let's get back to the Navy's Douglas Skyrocket, the high-speed jet and rocket plane designed to break through the sonic barrier. You know, there's an interesting new safety feature built into the Skyrocket for the protection of the pilot. There's no bubble to break the ship's clean aerodynamic fuselage. Instead, the pilot's cockpit is housed completely within the polished body. Snug and compact, the cockpit is equipped with oxygen and pressurization, refrigeration and heating. In short, everything needed for the pilot to live under normal atmospheric conditions, whether he's flying in the sub-zero temperatures of the upper atmosphere or at normal sea level. In addition, the pressurized cabin protects the pilot from dangers of high-speed flying. While the Skyrocket has no provision for military armament, it carries a rich payload of scientific recording instruments. Air pressures are measured on 400 separate points along the wing and tail surfaces. The whole battery of flight instruments is automatically recorded on motion picture film to make sure not one vital bit of information is lost. The Douglas Skyrocket was built solely for experimental purposes, to gather data for the construction of future efficient and safe high-speed aircraft. Its wiring and piping system is so complicated you could compare it to the human nervous system. Gang, the Navy's unorthodox Douglas Skyrocket is a look into the future. It's another step forward in the tough fight to propel man-carrying aircraft across the sonic barrier. Any of you fellas and girls who want to get in on the marvelous age of flight that's on the way should get ready now. Our country needs pilots and technicians to man the planes of tomorrow. So always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Midnight, and the underground aircraft plant is quiet. But it is an ominous quiet, Tank and Major McCall waiting next door to Hop's room in the dispensary for something to happen. Tank, his nerves worn thin, goes to the door and listens for the 20th time.
Did you hear something out there, Major?
No, I didn't. And neither did you.
I was sure
Great Scott, Tank. Will you please sit down and be quiet? You're driving me out of my mind.
Gosh, I'm going nuts myself. What time is it, anyhow?
A little after 12.
We've been in here almost 5 hours. If Carla was going to do something, she would have done it by now. Let's drop it.
No. We'll stay here all night if necessary. Besides, you don't seem to have much faith in Hop's ability to take care of himself. Especially if Carla's the one we want.
She's tricky. She knifed Roy Saunders, didn't she? He's almost as big as me. He was, I mean.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to listen at the back. Maybe Hop's calling us and we don't hear him.
Oh, Tank.
It's all quiet. Say, how about if I call him?
You'll do nothing of the kind.
It won't hurt none. I'll feel better talking to him.
I'm sorry, Tank. It might ruin everything. And please don't start that pacing up and down again.
I'm sorry, Major. I can't help it. I keep thinking about Hop lying there, maybe asleep. Somebody sneaking past us. Hey.
Hear something?
No, I smell something.
What?
Smoke coming in under the door.
Good Lord.
Trap or no trap, I'm going out there. Jumping Jennies, the hall's full of smoke.
Do you see what's causing it?
Yeah, something's burning down that way. You see the flames? Come on.
Momentarily forgetting about Hop, Tank and Major McCall sprint down the tunnel toward the fire, intent on putting it out. They fail to notice a dim figure clouded in smoke, standing in the doorway to Hop's room, watching them. Satisfied that they are well out of the way, the figure moves. A hand reaches out, turns the doorknob slowly, and then, a split second later, the tunnel is empty again. The killer is in Hop's room.
Gang, you won't want to miss the solution of the mystery of the Wailing Witch in our next episode, so be sure to tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.